Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk about the World Cup draw. I did get a chance to watch it with Rob, and I saw Rob as miserable as I've ever seen him for a portion. Having to sit there and watch him watch skit after skit, and I'm just laughing. Like, I mean, I don't care one way or the other. I don't know anything about this. Rob's explaining to me this country can't be in this group, and this team is good, and this is the group of death. I mean, I'm coming to it like I have absolutely no clue. But just watching how mad Rob and Scott Parks were after they kept thinking they were about to announce it, and then they didn't announce it. I mean, that was all the entertainment that I needed. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit, but let's get back to Sunday Night Football. Let's be joined by friend of the show, Landry Locker, who covers the Houston Texans. Landry, how you doing today, my man?
Living good, man. Living good. Little prime time. Two sleeps till prime time. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely, man. So let's start with this. What's turned around for this Houston Texans team? Because we're talking about a team that was 3-5 in the first portion of the season. And since then, they have beaten Jacksonville, Buffalo, and Indianapolis and put themselves in the possible contender category in the AFC.
The defense has just become kind of a superpower. And quite frankly, they found ways to finish games. A lot of times they're kind of hanging by a thread. Early in the year, they had a couple turnovers late to where things could have been different. But really the biggest difference is, number one, the defense has become a superpower. And number two, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are eating at the same time. They're 8-2 when both those guys get sacks in the last two seasons. And Danielle, in that four-game stretch, I think he has 7 sacks. He was kind of not producing, and then one would and one wouldn't. But the best edge duo in the league, maybe the best corner duo in the league. We'll see what happens with Kamari Lassiter. He was out there working on the side today. But really, the defense has just become a superpower, and it's been able to overcome any shortcomings that the offense may or may not have.
So let's talk about the offense. What do you think the issue is with the offense? Because everyone would agree, the Texans might have the best defense in the National Football League. The offense has struggled a little bit. It's been inconsistent. How much of that is the quarterback? How much of that is the offensive line? Something we've been talking about for the last couple of seasons. Has that been addressed? And we'll get to the offensive weapons here in a bit.
The offensive line's actually gotten better. I think they finally found their best five. Trent Brown was not ready to go. He's actually made a pretty big difference. So they've got that together. It's still not an elite offensive line, but, you know, middle of the pack, they've been performing. They don't run the ball very well, so that's kind of a problem. They're paper thin at that position. They're kind of relying on Woody Marks, a rookie who ideally is really your number two back and a guy that is a receiving threat. And they're terrible in the red zone. So the offense is really kind of similar to what it was last year. I was actually arguing with people today at practice, some of which that work with the Texans, that they believe it's improved. I don't necessarily see that, but it's really the same problems. Like you can take what we were saying about this offense last year and put it in this year. And it's very similar outside of the offensive line is better, but it's not great.
I feel like some of the shine is off of C.J. Stroud, at least nationally. I still look at him as one of the better young quarterbacks in the National Football League. I attribute a lot more to his lack of development, per se, to the pieces that they've put around him. But if he had a capable offensive line, I still think that Stroud's one of the better young quarterbacks in the league. Where are you at with Stroud? Where are you at as we are talking about his development, as he is heading into an offseason in which he can be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, I think he's basically on a seesaw of, you know, the quarterback that you pay, where you have like the Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy area, and then you have the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I don't think he's up to the top tier, but I think he's somewhere in the middle of the lower tier. I mean, he's had two different systems the last couple of years. The offensive line has been pretty shaky. Last year, I think the receivers, and the year before, really, the receiver depth kind of caught up because they had injuries that kind of impacted him. But he's improved. It is going to be interesting to see how he uses his legs, because that's always one of the things that has in big games. Sometimes he'll use his legs more than he does in small games. And with him being concussed a month ago, I do wonder, because I think in Kansas City there might be an opportunity. I do wonder how he's going to use his legs. But, I mean, he's good. He's a guy that you're going to pay. It's just a matter of, you know, are you going to be closer to that top tier? Are you going to be the nightmarish tier of quarterbacks that you pay? Or is it going to be somewhere in the middle? I think the surroundings matter, and I think he's actually kind of seems a little bit recharged since he came back, and he's kind of embracing leaning on the defense and all that.
Right now, we're talking to Landry Locker, who covers the Houston Texans, getting you ready for Sunday Night Football. All right, let's talk about the weapons. Let's talk about the pieces. The expectation was that Nick Chubb was going to be their starting running back. Woody Marks has really taken a hold of that job over the last couple of weeks and really starting to figure things out as a rookie. We know a couple of the passing options, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. He's really come on of late as well. What do you think of the parts around C.J. Stroud that Houston has been able to build?
I think the wide receivers are as deep as they've been. They're definitely deeper than what they were the last time these two teams met, where Stephon Diggs was out for the season, Tank Dell was out for the season. Jaden Higgins has kind of come on, and it happened with Davis Mills. He and CJ never got on the same page. That seems to have kind of continued. So Jaden Higgins is solid. Nico Collins, we know what Nico Collins is capable of. He's kind of turned it up a little bit. And then Jalen Noel is a guy that people would like to see a lot more of, but for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to completely figure things out. And then Christian Kirk just happens to be there. And Dalton Schultz, he's actually having a way better year than he did last year. I would hope, as we talk about this offense, I would hope that part of the game plan isn't him blocking Karlaftis one-on-one, because that did not work out last year. And they kind of went to that well too many times. But the weapons are good. The running back position is very thin, though, and I think that's something to keep an eye on. Woody Marks has actually limped off the field, I think, in the last three games. And after him and Chubb, it's pretty much downhill from there. So they are very thin at running back.
Right now, we're learning a little bit more about the Houston Texans. Let's move from the offensive side to the defensive side of things. I'm picking Houston to win this game for one reason. I think the advantage that they have with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson is the biggest advantage that either team has in this game. And I've seen what Kansas City has looked like, and you've seen it. They play in a lot of high-profile games. If their offensive line isn't right, it usually just breaks down everything else that they want to do. This is a Chiefs team that's not going to have their left tackle, not going to have their right tackle, also not going to have their starting right guard. I mean, 60% of their offensive line we're not expecting to play in this game. Let's talk a little bit more about the defense. And Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, they have completely turned this team's fate around with how they've played the last month or so.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I do wonder if there is some sort of equalizer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
organizer, but obviously you're going to have to be able to hold on to the ball somewhat if Kamari Lassiter doesn't play. Because if he doesn't play, then that would mean that Tremont Smith, who's more of a special teams guy, would have to line up. And I do think the speed on Kansas City could potentially give the Texans some issues because they're a little bit vulnerable in the slot. I know the last time these teams played, they actually didn't even have a nickelback, so Kelce kind of ate a little bit. Jalen Petrie is back, but I think he's vulnerable. But I am with you. There is potential for them to feast on the offensive line, but if Lassiter's banged up or Lassiter doesn't play, they have been, despite being a really good defense, they have been vulnerable to some third and longs and some long plays, especially when quarterbacks are able to extend plays. So I do wonder if the status of Kamari Lassiter, who, again, he was on the side trying to get some work in today, if that could maybe be something that the Chiefs could take advantage of.
I mean, that's also the Chiefs' problem on defense as well, is just getting off the field on third downs. Their problem has also just been penalties and just ill-timed penalties. It's been a hold here, a legal motion here, a legal shift, and those kind of things. What we led the show with is, I think a lot of people are trying to figure this out. Is Kansas City still a good team that has just fallen on tough times and had bad luck over the duration of this season? As the Chiefs, they have three very important games left at home. They have Houston coming up on Sunday. They play the Chargers next week, and they also have the Broncos on Christmas Day. If the Chiefs can find a way to win all three of those games, then the Chiefs are going to be in the playoffs, but it's going to be avoiding that big mistake and especially doing it against a defense like Houston's that really gets after the quarterback.
See, and I look at it this way. Like, if you laid out all the teams that are in the mix, I think the Chiefs with Mahomes is probably the team that would scare me the most from the Texans' point of view. I look at all these other squads that are up there, and they're not as battle tested. And quite frankly, they don't own the Texans like the Chiefs have in the DeMeco CJ era. So I think the answer to your question may be maybe, but I don't know that there's any really, really good teams that the Chiefs are going to fear. Like, I don't look at any of these squads in the mix right now and say, okay, well, the Chiefs don't have a chance here. And the other thing about it is, from a Texans point of view, if you are able to go to Kansas City and you're able to all but end this streak that we've seen of them in AFC Championship games, I think that can do a lot for your mojo. So I'm picking the Chiefs to win. You're picking the Texans to win. And I think if the Kansas City Chiefs get in the playoffs with the group that's already in there, I think all bets are off. And quite frankly, I think they got a pretty damn good chance.
I got Houston winning their division. How do you feel about that? Like, I'm looking at the Colts as a team that I think is going to falter down the stretch. I actually think the Colts are going to outright miss the postseason. I think they only win one more game the rest of the year if you look at their schedule. I think Houston, with their defense, with the way that they're kind of turning things around, if they can get over this hump against Kansas City, I think they got a clear path to potentially win that division. Are you there with Houston? My producer, Rob, who you just spoke to, he thinks that Jacksonville is going to win the AFC South.
Man, you look at Jacksonville's schedule, it is so easy. Like, it is Jacksonville, though, but like their schedule is just insanely easy, and it's very well laid out. I think if they beat Kansas City, they'll have a chance. I think they're obviously going to be in the playoffs, but I mean, even it would be hard for even Jacksonville. When you talk about Daniel Jones having the fibula and all that, it would be hard for Jacksonville to screw this up, but if anyone can, it would be them. I would still pick them to somehow win the division, because I could see them actually beating this version of the Colts twice. I think Daniel Jones is kind of on borrowed time right now. But I also don't think it would be the worst thing for Texans to get into the playoffs as a wild card team. They've actually never been in the playoffs as a wild card team. And I think with the way that their defense is and how defense travels and stuff, it might be good for them to kind of get out of their comfort zone. So I'll go with the Jags, which is always dangerous, especially this time of the year. But I think we all agree that the Colts, the arrow is pointing down significantly for them. I think the Chiefs kind of ended the Colts a couple weeks ago.
Last thing here, Landry, give me your Chiefs win if scenario. Give me your Texans win if scenario.
I think the Texans win. I think it's that battle on offense. I think the Texans win if they can just completely expose the depleted Chiefs offensive line. And I think that the Chiefs win if they're able to take advantage of the Texans' vulnerability, specifically in the slot and with their speed. I think there is a lot of opportunity there for Andy Reid to do some things in the slot and with the big play. So I think that's kind of the chess match that we're looking at. Andy Reid versus his former player, D'Amico Ryans, and a desperate Chiefs team on primetime. And I know y'all are happy that you don't have to listen to Tony Romo, because quite frankly, I don't know how y'all do it out there with Tony Romo. I really do. If he called all the games, I might have to mute it and listen on the radio for sure.
I'll get you out of here with this, Landry. There is not a person I know that covers and follows the Texas Longhorns as much as you have. They've kind of find themselves in one of the center of one of the playoff controversies. Do you think Texas should make the college football playoff?
Absolutely not. And I think it's comical and pathetic that Sark is like patting himself on the back for scheduling Ohio State when, much like when the season ended a year before, they get to the 1 yard line and he wets his pants. Like, it's actually kind of insulting that now he's more prepared for his pitch than he is calling plays in the red zone. And it's actually kind of humiliating. It's actually kind of embarrassing to see him representing like that. So no, I don't think they deserve to be in. I get his argument, but I don't think he should be patting himself on the back for scheduling Ohio State, especially with the way that game went down and the way that things were handled in Florida. So absolutely not. I do not think that they should be in the playoff. No chance.
That is our guy Landry Locker joining us on the show today. He covers the Houston Texans. He is picking Kansas City to take care of business at home on Sunday Night Football. Landry, man, I'll catch up with you down the line, man. Always great to catch up with you, my man.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.